This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And did you know that the composition of glaciers in the Antarctic are 3% penguin urine?
No, I didn't know that.
We got bored recently at work, and we started just memorizing random facts. So I pulled up 105 of them, and it's alarming how quickly and efficiently I was able to memorize roughly 100 of these random, nonsensical, useless pieces of information. And I felt like I would share the weirdest ones with Free Talk Live listeners tonight. And that's probably the weirdest.
That's a weird one. How did they figure that out?
They
took samples and analyzed whatever was in there?
It was just a list of random facts. I didn't really go into detail to how they were discovered.
So there was no citation?
No.
So it could have been totally
yes. It may be completely, who knows? But hey, that's the thing you know now, and you can wow people at dinner parties, assuming you're ever going to get another dinner party. I don't know, the doctors in Paris want to cancel Christmas. Hasn't one government already canceled Christmas? They wanted to cancel Halloween.
I don't know if they've canceled Christmas just yet. There is a headline that a Paris hospital director at Anthony Hospital said that New Year's and Christmas Eve parties could cause cases to surge. He said, quote, "I would say without hesitation that we ought to cancel Christmas and Saint Sylvester," he said. So he wants to cancel Christmas. The UK, when they recently implemented or re-implemented more lockdowns there, whatever they call it, Tier 3 or whatever prison terminology that they're utilizing, they were saying, we just need to do this for a couple weeks so we can have Christmas.
Haven't they been saying that from the start, that we just have to do this for a couple of weeks so that we can go back to normal?
Yes.
And then it's been, what, 10 months now?
Has no, it hasn't been. Almost, yeah. Getting there.
Insane. But the biggest prediction of the year has been that libertarians were going to be accused of spoiling the election for Donald Trump. And, of course, that is happening now with Fox News saying that the difference between Trump and Biden vote totals in a few key swing states is libertarian votes.
Correct. It is less than the amount that Joe Jorgensen, the libertarian candidate, received in those battleground states.
The part about this that confuses me so much is why in the hell Republicans think that they're entitled to my vote.
Yeah, presumably whoever the loser would have been, and again, we still don't really know who won or lost this election. Trump has, they've filed lawsuits or something like that, from what I understand. So there's all kinds of controversy. But if it were Biden who were losing, you probably would see a similar article about that.
Sure.
Basically, the idea is that whoever loses, those voters would have gone with them otherwise. But there's no evidence for that.
I would not have voted for Trump.
Right. So the people who were voting for Libertarian Joe Jorgensen or the Green Party candidate or whoever else, Constitution Party, these people may not have voted at all. So it's presumptive to say that they would vote for Trump. Maybe some of them would have. But maybe some of them would have voted for Biden, and maybe some of them would have stayed home entirely. Maybe most of them would have stayed home. I don't know. And it's silly to say that, they all would have gone to Trump. Well, we don't know. Maybe not even half of them would have.
Well, I don't think Fox is saying that all of them would have gone to Trump, but they're certainly saying that they should have gone to Trump.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some are calling Jorgensen, who was the Libertarian presidential candidate, a spoiler for President Trump because her campaign could not be reached for comment on the accusation, which is unfortunate because that's something to which one should respond. In Arizona, Biden is projected to win by a margin of 0.44%, while Jorgensen so far has cinched 1.5% of that state's vote. The margin between Trump and Biden was 14,000, a fraction of Jorgensen's 50,000 votes. And they go on with some other numbers here, but they're all pretty similar. In these states where Trump lost or Biden lost, Jorgensen got more votes than the spread between the two.
Yeah, it's sad that the most press attention that Joe Jorgensen's campaign has received seems to be coming after the election.
Well, she got pretty popular around the time that she was bitten by a bat.
Was that pretty popular, well, or just was it just a few stories?
There were at least two.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't a particularly dynamic and attention-grabbing campaign.
No, it really wasn't, and that's a shame. I mean, they basically, she's a nice lady.
Absolutely.
You know, I think she was there that day that you were filing for office, wasn't she? I think she was standing out there. Maybe it wasn't you. Anyway, I remember she was there one of those days. Maybe I was there with nobody instead of you. But we did get to meet her. Very nice. She came to Keene. She spoke here. You know, again, well-spoken enough. Not the most eloquent of all the candidates. But, you know, as a Libertarian, you don't really get a whole lot of great options when it comes to your candidate. I think Vermin Supreme would have been a far and away better choice. I think he would have been the man to take on a king troll like Trump. You
got
to fight a troll with another troll.
Yeah.
And Jorgensen isn't up to that kind of a task. So I think she was a better choice than, say, Gary Johnson would have been.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, by far, she was a better choice than that. But I agree with you. The campaign didn't really do anything worthy of note. I actually did suggest at one point that she go try to get arrested like they did in 2004, where the Libertarian and Green Party candidates together were actually arrested trying to crash one of the debates.
That would have been great.
Wasn't that? That's a cool thing, right? Like, you hear about it, you're like, wait, that happened? And yeah, that did happen. And when I brought it up to her campaign staff, and she were clearly not interested in doing anything like that.
That's unfortunate.
So yeah, they weren't interested in really rocking the boat in any meaningful way. But that's to be expected from politicians.
In this election, Libertarian voters could have swung the Electoral College by at least 22 votes, which, according to the latest projections, would not have meant that Trump won. Well, because it would have brought Biden down to 268, presumably. In battleground states like Wisconsin, Michigan, and Nevada, by throwing away their votes, they've likely become spoilers for the Trump re-election effort.
Wow.
So because I didn't vote for Trump, I threw away my vote. Look, I did throw away my vote, but I'm okay with that because it wouldn't have mattered who I voted for anyway.
Well, yeah, your vote was already garbage. Yeah. So why not vote for the person that at least comes somewhat close to actually, you know, mirroring some beliefs of yours?
Yeah, because it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, I knew Joe Jorgensen wasn't going to be elected, but I don't vote based upon whether or not the candidate is going to win. I think that's a horse race. Yeah, it's not a popularity contest.
No,
but that's what it's ultimately turned into. And the numbers to me, they don't really mean anything anyway, because I ran for sheriff, and Westmoreland, a town here in Keene, reported 7,000 votes for the Democratic candidate Eli Rivera. Which is more than four times the population of this town. And look, I don't think it was a conspiracy or anything like that, but my point is that these are the official reported vote totals by the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
How many other vote totals are incorrectly reported throughout Cheshire County, throughout New Hampshire, throughout the United
States?
Who knows? I can't trust any of these numbers. In this one little race, in this one little county, they managed to screw up a report by a factor of 10.
Yeah.
And this is happening all throughout the United States. I just cannot possibly have confidence in any part of this system. They say 70 million votes for Trump or however many. For all I know, it was 7.
Who does have confidence in this? I mean, are there people out there that actually do still?
Presumably. I mean, they're still taking part in the system. They're still...
Well, so are we. I mean, we're taking part in it. But you ran for office. So did I.
I don't know.
I went and I voted. So did you. I mean, that's taking part in the system, even if our message is to advocate for its disembowelment.
I was giving a finger to the system the entire time. So I guess I used the system to undermine the
That's
system?
Exactly right.
Okay.
As much as we possibly can. But so I wouldn't say that just because someone is participating means that they believe in the system, but it does make me wonder how many of the people who are participating actually do still believe that this is some semblance of a fair system. Do they only believe it if their guy wins? And then, of course, if their guy or gal is losing, then it's an unfair system.
Well, sure. I mean, we know that to be the case in a lot of examples because of the Electoral College, right? Mm-hmm. If Biden had won this popular vote and Trump had won the Electoral College, we would have seen more arguments for abolishing the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. They would have said, oh, it's unfair that these populations in these cities are just being misrepresented or being overwritten by the rural communities, or whatever arguments they make. So it would have happened either way. 855-450-3733. That's it for the election coverage. It's over. Nothing is going to change. You have a different president, but you have the same government. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. show that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And did you know that giraffes cannot cough?
I might have heard that one before.
Yeah, I never knew it. But anyway, you have...
It'd be difficult to get a cough all the way up through that neck, wouldn't it?
That's what I'm assuming the reason is, but I never... Yeah. I didn't, like, look into it. Anything. I mean, it seems like it would be difficult to just get
anything
through that enormous neck. But, hey, I'm not a giraffe, so I don't know what it feels like. It's got to feel weird, though, man. Uh-uh. Just having your head, like, 12 feet out from your body. Whatever.
Yeah.
Nature's weird, man. So you have a new ruler elect on the way, evidently.
Well, that's what they say, but the Trump campaign, yeah, he's busily tweeting away all these election fraud links.
He is.
Headline: Detroit poll challenged Detroit poll challenged witness election workers counting ballots for non-eligible voters, then kicked out for noticing. So there's just Donald Trump's got all these headlines.
I don't expect it to go anywhere. Even if Trump manages to get all of these in courts, I swear to God, I hope that the judge who sits in front of this says, this is fake news, case dismissed. That would make me extremely happy.
But wouldn't it be a good thing if it were actually proven that there was a ton of election fraud out there? Because wouldn't that actually throw the election into even further doubt in people's minds?
I'm not sure anyone would believe it. I think most
certainly
people,
the Biden people won't believe it.
Yeah.
Because they want to believe their guy won. The Trump people are likely to believe anything that anyone claims about election fraud. And the truth is probably somewhere in between.
But will the Republicans continue to believe in the existence of election fraud in 2024 if their candidates win?
Oh, no, of course not. Everything will be totally fine there. They'll have defeated the deep state and all will be well.
And the Democrats will be the ones saying election fraud. Can we get electoral college voters to vote in bad faith? And can we, you know, I don't remember everything they said in 2016, but it was obnoxious. But I have to give it to the Trump supporters for managing to be even more obnoxious than the Democrats were in 2016.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, because I remember in 2016, the most I saw about it, most of it was pretty funny. It wasn't too serious. There were a bunch of, you know, Zoomers crying on the internet, like literally crying.
There was the screaming lady from the Trump inauguration day. You remember that video? The lady, she's like wearing this, I mean, she's a pretty frumpy, not very attractive woman. She's like yelling at the top of her lungs, screaming, "No!" You didn't see that video? She like screams it for seconds long, just "No!" at the top of her lungs, and she like falls to her knees and is like screaming at the sky.
Oh God! I have to look this up now. This sounds entertaining.
It is super entertaining.
I definitely didn't see that one, but I expect we'll see plenty of it. There are videos right now of Republicans just in full
tears. Are
they crying?
Man.
Yeah, it's. It's sad that people take it so seriously, but I cannot help but laugh.
It is funny.
Can you? I cannot imagine being so worried about this that it actually brings me to tears that Donald Trump or Joe Jorgensen or Vermin Supreme or whoever lost.
Well, these are true, you know, people who are true believers in the state. This is what they grew up with, and they fully buy into it, and they believe that the other side is evil, and that, you know, how could this have happened? Look at all the, you know, there's all kinds of narratives out there, and of course, a lot of them believed in this QAnon thing, which is this conspiracy account by ostensibly somebody who was inside the government, and of course it's been proven wrong on a multitude of occasions, but yet people continue to follow this person or persons as though they're some sort of oracle, almost to the point of like a cult-like belief.
Well, it does seem to have some cult-like characteristics, but I saw something earlier, and I didn't click to it because I've never followed QAnon very closely, but it seems the account has been pretty much dark since the election night, so... A lot of his support or their supporters don't know what's going on.
He's probably trying to figure out what to say next.
Yeah, because wasn't QAnon like hardcore Trump? Like, hey, he's fighting the deep state.
Yeah, I think that was the message there. Kind of like when you catch a cult leader, like one of these guys that predicts the end of the world or something like that. And like, all right, come to my compound. We're going to all take... you know, whatever drugs together, and we're going to die at the end of the world or something like that. And then the world doesn't end, and then they have to, like, cook up some reason why, right? Like, why they were wrong. to try to keep their cult members on board, because the major prediction that they've made has not come true. What do you say to these people who literally sold their houses? You know, they quit their jobs, they sold their houses, they came to your compound with the expectation that the UFO was going to come by and pick them up, right? And that didn't happen.
Well, those people died.
Yeah. You think of Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that sort of thing, right? Like you.
But if you're Harold Camping, I think that's his name, you just say, oh, well, I miscalculated. The due date is 2033.
That's right. Or you say, God came to me. And then so he delivered the actual date. See, I was wrong, but it was this now.
It seems like it would be pretty easy to convince your cult followers that, you know, they should still have faith in you, because that's why they're there in the first place. It's got to be pretty hard.
You've got them on the hook. Yeah.
It's got to be pretty hard to shake someone out of that. So
yeah,
speaking of,
it would be interesting to find out, like, what percentage of cult members actually leaves when the final prediction of their cult leader is proven to be false. You know, is it less than 10%? Mm-hmm. Do 90% of them stay the course?
I'm sure they do.
Believe the next claim?
So speaking of predictions and cult leaders, Biden has plans for becoming president in January, assuming, of course, that he does, and I think he probably will. And he has 5 executive orders already lined up for the United States. Instead of trying to put these things through Congress or anything like that, that would actually, you know, be constitutional, still immoral, but constitutional, he just wants to follow in the old tradition of George W. Bush and Barack Obama and Donald Trump and bypass all of that pesky congressional check and balance and just write some laws himself.
Yeah, well, that's the way things go.
Do you have those in front of you?
Oh, yes, I absolutely do. I did have them, and I will have them. Here they are from Forbes. It says, this is Zach Friedman writing over there, claiming that Biden will be on his first day in office, will plan at least 5 executive orders that could reverse some of Donald Trump's policies. According to this, he wants to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. And what that means, I don't really know. It's some sort of environmental poppycock that they want to shove down people's throats.
Yeah, wasn't it the case that even no one actually who joined the Paris Climate Accord actually put its ideas into practice?
Wouldn't surprise me.
I hate that phrase, on the first day, though, because we hear that from politicians so often. On the first day, I will do this or I will do that. Look, on the first day, Biden's probably not going to do anything.
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, there are things that, you know, are relatively easy to do. If he's already got these things written up, then he just has to sit down and sign them.
I guess that's true.
And there's actually another story about the transition, right? So whenever there's a new president-elect, that there's this, quote, transition team that he appoints.
Right.
And they're supposed to, like, go in and work with the existing government gang to try to transition the power. Well, apparently Trump is standing in the way of as much of that as possible.
Well, he is still president at the moment.
Right. I mean, basically his position is, this isn't official yet, so therefore we're not going to assist you with any kind of transition.
What is it going to take to make this election official?
The vote actually has to happen by the Electoral College.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them, to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out, because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think we ought to quit all the hand-wringing and not act like this is extraordinary.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky regarding the presidential election. The Kentucky Republican continues.
We're going to get through this period and we'll swear in the winner
on January the 20th, 2021, just like we have every 4 years since 1793.
USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved or President Trump concedes to Joe Biden. The 2020 Atlantic hurricane season is the most active ever. It now has a record-breaking 29th storm, and there's still 3 weeks to go. Subtropical storm Theta formed last night in the Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say it's heading away from the United States and towards Europe. You're listening to USA Radio News. Obamacare is in front of the U.S. Supreme Court once again. Justices taking up another case today involving the decade-old law that now doesn't have a penalty for refusing to buy insurance. Congress got rid of that penalty 3 years ago. Many Americans are wishing a happy birthday to this group of Americans who answered the nation's call no matter the crisis.
United States Marine Corps turns 245 years old today. Hoorah! Happy birthday, Marine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Regarding the Marines, Ronald Reagan once said, some people spend an entire lifetime wondering if they made a difference in the world, but Marines don't have that problem. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight it's Aria and Ian. And if you've been watching the Bitcoin values, and you notice that it is sitting at over $15,000 per Bitcoin, and there's never really been a better time to learn about Bitcoin. You can do that at Bitcoin.com. It has everything you need to know about Bitcoin there. It also has a news site for those who already know about Bitcoin. You can find it at news.bitcoin.com. But if you want to buy Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash specifically, then go to local.bitcoin.com where you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash almost completely anonymously. There's no KYC. You don't have to give them your ID or any of that kind of nonsense to use the site, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash, local.bitcoin.com. It's also a good time because the world has lost its mind. Well, that happened a long time ago. But it's becoming increasingly funny to watch the ways in which the world has lost its mind. Evidently, you just discovered that Trump has filed a lawsuit in Michigan regarding election fraud.
Yeah. Trump, I actually was checking on his Twitter account, which is how I found that out. But yeah, they're filing those allegations tonight. It alleges several instances of electoral malfeasance within Michigan, including sworn affidavits. The Trump team filed the suit the day after the election, alleging that a plaintiff who was, quote, credentialed and trained as an election challenger was, quote, excluded from the counting board during the absent voter ballot review process. The new lawsuit claims that many Republican poll watchers in Wayne County, where Detroit is located, were excluded from the absentee ballot counting process and were intimidated and harassed. It also seeks information about the voting technology used across the state after a failure to update software caused a glitch, resulting in 6,000 votes incorrectly being tabulated for Joe Biden rather than Trump. Now, I didn't hear anything about this glitch up until tonight. My roommate says that apparently the company that runs a lot of these voting machines is called Dominion, and it is owned by, I think it was like the husband of Nancy Pelosi or something like that. So,
really?
No conflict of interest here whatsoever.
I mean,
it would be impossible
to find a company capable of securing the government contract to write the voting software and to get the machines there without the owner of that company having very deep ties to the
politics.
Government.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that wouldn't surprise me at all. If there is actual proof that 6,000 votes were incorrectly given to Biden instead of Trump, then that is all the more reason for people to stop trusting in this system.
Right, which is, you know, it'd be nice to see this all come crumbling down as a result of this, but it's not, I don't think we're there yet. I mean, people still keep believing no matter what and how bad things get. They just keep believing that this government needs to exist. And that's why I think, you know, secession is such an important conversation to have. I did want to just mention a little bit more about what Trump is apparently, you know, some of the roadblocks that he's laying down, right? So we're going to get back to the Biden executive orders here in just a moment, but what's fun to watch is that Trump, you know, he's not going to let go of this, right? So he's
going to be kicking this horse when he's 150 years old.
Right. He's going at the very least till the end of his term, and at this point they don't have an official result yet because the actual vote that matters, the vote of the electors, apparently hasn't happened.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure when that happens. From what I understand, they'll have the results sometime in December.
They are contractually obligated,
I think. No, they're not. Not in all the states.
Okay. But I think the penalty, even if they violate that contract, is just a fine.
It depends. It's different in different states. It could be a misdemeanor in some states, but yeah, fine or misdemeanor.
Yeah.
But it says here, this is the AP, about Trump blocking the transition team from Joe Biden. They say that...
He's so petty, man. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. And the thing is, remember, he still hasn't officially lost yet. So he'll really get petty once he's officially lost. Then he'll really start to do
Did he sit
Trump
in
tantrums.
A transition team before the Electoral College vote in 2016?
Good question.
I'm sure he did.
Probably. Republicans on Capitol Hill have been hesitant to push Trump to concede to Biden, knowing it would anger their base of Trump's most devoted supporters. Most, however, were also not overtly encouraging the president's unfounded claims of fraud, which is, by the way, the AP making that assertion.
That the claims are unfounded?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a massive propaganda campaign from left-leaning...
Right.
People who want us to have faith in the system are going to peddle that narrative.
Exactly. While allowing baseless questions about the election process to linger, adding to the sense of uncertainty, the General Services Administration held off on formally beginning the transition, preventing Biden's teams from gaining access to federal agencies. An agency spokesbureaucrat said late Monday that an ascertainment on the winner of the election had not yet been made. Citing what the agency did during the extended 2000 electoral recount, it signaled that it may not do so until Trump concedes or the Electoral College meets next month. So basically, Biden's transition team is essentially locked out until the official results are in.
I'm not upset by it. The only part that sort of upsets me is the fact that Trump's team isn't also locked out, because I would rather these bureaucrats not have anything to do with either president.
Yeah, it'd be great if they all just went home.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate, but that's obviously not going to happen.
No.
But Biden seems to think that he won, and that seems to be what the news is reporting. It's alarming to me when I go to Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and I see something about the election. Instead of saying, vote for the election now, it's like, see why the election is 100% trustworthy. Click this button to learn why you
believe in the government. Because it's always been so trustworthy throughout your life, right?
Yeah, it is. It has certainly never lied to me about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq or anything like
or
that.
Or drugs or anything like that. No, it's never told any lies.
No, it's Scout's honor, man.
White House officials and Trump political appointees informed career government staffers they were not to begin acting on transition planning until the GSA approved it, according to officials familiar with the matter. In an all-hands phone call for Midwest-based employees of the EPA, mid-level administrators respond to questions about the transition by telling staffers they had no information yet. A senior administration official and presidential personnel director has sent word to departments that they should terminate any political appointees seeking new work for now. So, basically, everything is essentially on hold for the moment. That's pretty much that story.
If only it could stay that way.
Indeed. But Biden's got plans, and according to...
Of course he does. Central planners always do. Yeah. This is how they're going to make the world a better place.
Didn't somebody posted a photo of Biden where he was, like, I guess, speaking about this, and somebody sitting with him was apparently Robert Byrd? Do you remember that name?
I do not.
Wasn't he the racist guy who ended up leaving the U.S. House?
I do not know.
Because he was like a southern racist, if I recall correctly. I'll have to pull that up here. Oh, no, wait, no, he was not there. He's dead. 2010. I don't know who the hell that was then. Maybe it was an old photo of Biden with this Byrd character.
The only Robert Byrd that I found was a scholar of Russian literature and film.
Yeah. No, this was an alleged... I think he's an alleged racist. Anyway, sorry I went there. I thought it was a current photo. It was probably an old photo. I think the point of the photo was to show that this Biden guy, you know, he's tied in with all the baddies, right? Like, he's old school government. He's been there for 50 years of his life, almost. So, it's not going to be good. He does want the U.S. to rejoin the World Health Organization. And coronavirus will remain at the top of Biden's agenda in 2021. He's already talking about cutting deals with all of the governors of the states to have them mandate masks nationwide.
Oh, similar to seatbelts, like, hey, we'll give you some money.
That might be what it takes. Yeah, because some of the Republican governors aren't going to want to do it. So what sort of pressure is Biden going to be able to put on them?
Aren't all of the Republican governors already doing it?
I wouldn't say all of them are. For instance, Sununu, as bad as he's been here in New Hampshire, has not done a statewide mask mandate for anything under 100 people, although he does have one for groups of more than 100.
That's true. His is just a suggestion.
And I believe South Dakota does not have anything of the sort. So how many are like South Dakota on that? I don't know. There's probably a handful.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are likely to see that if Biden becomes president.
A national mandate?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to follow it.
Nor am I. Are you? 855-450-3733.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight it's Aria and Ian. And we're talking about the election. And for those who happen to like their futility with a side of futility, evidently it's unclear who won, and it's probably always going to be unclear who won the popular vote. But the... that's a really interesting aspect of this I've never really thought about.
What's that?
He's contesting the election. Donald Trump is calling election fraud in Michigan or whatever.
Filing lawsuits in, I think, at least two states that I've seen, maybe even more than that.
And the popular vote elections don't actually matter anyway, even within the states, some of the states in which they take place. Like, I know... Maine has electors that can be faithless, which means they vote in a way that the general population didn't vote in their state. I don't know how true that is in Michigan, but yeah, it's not the popular vote that really elects the president, it's the Electoral College.
Yeah, and some people get very mad about that, because they feel like it should be their popular vote that elects the president, when, as you pointed out, it really doesn't matter either way who ends up winning, because...
the numbers can't be trusted anyway.
The numbers can't be trusted, but also the government is just going to continue, the government gang will continue to just destroy innocent life. They'll continue to put people in prison cells who don't belong there. They'll continue to drop bombs across, you know, the Middle East and wherever else they damn well feel like it. So nothing significant is going to change. And it doesn't matter how much corruption is unearthed. You know, even if Trump is successful at his lawsuits, let's say that that happens and they prove that there was... election fraud in Michigan. What will they do exactly? Are they going to rehold the election in Michigan and then recount, you know, these ballots that come in again? How do you deal with that? Do you then recount, throw out a bunch of ballots and then do a recount? I don't even know. And what will people think about it? Will it actually make a difference? It's hard to say that it will, because there's been so much corruption from the government in the federal and the states, so, you know, for our entire lifetimes and for our parents and grandparents' lifetimes. It's like, how much more corruption do you need to figure out that this is an unfixable organization? You cannot just elect the people you like to this thing and have it work.
No, and I'm hoping that we may see that other people realizing that as this farce goes forward, but I don't think that will be the case. I mean, the best case scenario for Trump would be if, you know, Michigan determines that this election was fraudulent and he should have gotten those Electoral College votes.
Mm-hmm.
And they then take those Electoral College votes away from Biden and then give them to Trump or whatever. I don't know exactly how they would proceed, and the nuances of it aren't really that important, but the best case scenario of this is that Trump sues and he wins and he gets to be president for another 4 years.
For him, yeah.
The resistance to that, oh man, we would have
it
actual,
will explode.
Yeah, we would have actual literal riots everywhere throughout the United States over
that. Because they've been partying now. Like, as they, when they got the news that it was Biden who won, they were out singing in the streets and dancing, and then all of a sudden, you know, once again, social distancing didn't matter anymore, right?
I was going to make a quip about that as well, but you beat me to it.
And I did get a correction from Turd Ferguson in our chat room on our Matrix server over at matrix.lrn.fm. He pointed out that this Dominion Ballot Counting Systems company is actually owned, 60% of it apparently is owned by the husband of Dianne Feinstein. So I had said it was Pelosi. It's the other one, Dianne Feinstein. She's like, I guess, a lefty senator or something like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, so this guy owns 60%. Also, according to the story, they say that...
Certainly nothing odd about that.
No, and apparently somebody else is involved who is an aide to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. It has ties to the Clinton Foundation, according to a renowned attorney is named Cindy Powell. So this Dominion Vote Counting Company is a very blue, very Democrat-owned company. So that's going to give people some pause, I think, when they look at these numbers.
Whatever happened to paper counting? I mean, it seems like that worked reasonably well at the time that it was being done.
We have it here in New Hampshire.
Do we?
Yeah, they've got that here.
I thought that when we put our votes into the machine, it was counting them.
I don't know. There may be it may be that in the towns like Keene, for instance, or cities, larger places, maybe they do have an actual machine that does the work. But I believe that in the towns, they're counting them by hand.
Well, we know that Ward 5 certainly did use some sort of vote counting machine, but they double checked them all by counting them by hand because they noticed that the totals were different. And I don't remember exactly what it happened in Ward 5 here in Keene. I don't remember the details.
I don't either.
The Keene Sentinel was talking about it on election night, saying that it was going to delay the results for whatever reason. I mean, so yeah, fraudulent election for a fraudulent government. Not surprising to me.
Yeah.
I don't care about the fraud in the election. That's what a lot of people...
I don't care about it, but I am amused.
I'm immensely amused.
Yeah.
Like, the Trump losing and then filing a bunch of lawsuits is the most entertaining way this could have gone, really. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the results of that are.
The only way it will be more entertaining is if he does lose. And so, like, in December, the official numbers are supposed to come from the Electoral College. If they then report that Trump has lost, then he will then be total lame duck, right? He will have no hope of being the president in the next month, so he'll then basically have a month or like 5 or 6 weeks where he can do whatever he wants to do as president. And
that's a scary thought.
I am going to be pretty entertained to see what he comes up with, because I bet he's already got some ideas cooking.
I don't know that his ego will let him entertain the possibility that he won't win. Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, he is largely driven by his ego and his sense of being so much better and popular and well-loved.
But then he gets to prove how much better he is, right? He's got 6 weeks where he can just hopefully, like, bring the troops home from Afghanistan, maybe pardon Julian Assange. You know, who knows what he'll end up doing? I'm optimistic. I don't know
I
why.
I would love to see those things.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm optimistic. There's really no reason to be.
I don't think we'll see those things, yeah. But I that would be the best.
And you know what, with
for
Biden,
Trump to just go in those last 5 weeks, shock, you guys, kidding, I was a libertarian all along, I'm pulling the troops home.
That's definitely not going to happen. But he did say he was going to bring the troops home by Christmas.
From Iraq.
From Afghanistan.
From Afghanistan. But Obama said that too, and we still have troops in Iraq.
Sure.
I'm worried that that will be the case with Trump as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't expect him to follow through on his promises because he is a politician, and he made those promises before the election when it was like, well, if you wanted to bring the troops home, why don't you just bring them home before the election? Why are you waiting? Why don't you do it now? But the suggestion would be that he was waiting because it was his back pocket plan for if he lost. Because then he could definitely bring the troops home. And when Biden's saying here, according to Forbes, that Biden's going to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and rejoin the World Health Organization, these are two out of the things. He's going to undo the travel ban, which I actually support. That would be the right thing to do in that case. But these are just minor little things that he can do, right? Oh, well, we're rejoining the Paris Accords. Okay, sign here.
Yeah, because that had no impact whatsoever on American lives.
But it's you know, essentially it gets him brown. Points with his supporters, right?
Sure.
So then, we're going to rejoin the World Health Organization. Health is important. Sign here. Okay, done. But if it were Biden is like, if he comes in January after Trump actually brings the troops home, presuming that happens, right?
Sure.
Is Biden then going to say, I'm sending you troops back to Afghanistan? Because if he does, that'll look really bad.
Will it? I'm not sure Democrats even pretend to be anti-war anymore.
No, they won't. They won't pretend to be anti-war during a Biden administration, but it will definitely look bad. There's going to be a lot of people who will see that, and it's not going to look good on him, I think.
It won't look good to libertarians either way.
Right. Oh, and Trump can put him in that position by bringing the troops home in December. It's something he can do to actually have a legacy. To where he's the guy who ended the war in Afghanistan after 20 years, he can say, I did that. And that's what the kind of thing that Trump wants to be able to do. He wants to be able to have things that he can say, this is why I was the best president. You know, I'm not saying he was the best president. No. I'm just saying from his perspective. That's what, the best presidents are the dead ones.
Well, from his perspective, I remember seeing him during the debate. I tuned in just briefly during the second one. I heard him say something along the lines of, I've done more for the black Americans than any president since Abraham Lincoln, since possibly Abraham Lincoln. I was like, oh, wow, dude. The ego on this guy. I think he's probably already considered himself as having
the best.
He's done it. Mm. He was the best president America ever had. Because I don't think he can believe anything else.
Oh, I think he's going to slam the door on the way out. And I think it's going to be entertaining.
So. There are a number of really good ways to do that. Bringing the troops home from Afghanistan would be a good
That's
way.
The top. That's
but
the best he could
all
do.
Of them.
Well, yeah, if he could bring them all home, but he hasn't promised that. So, yeah. I mean, if he did, I mean.
Pardoning Ross Ulbricht, Julian Assange, Edward Snowden, all of that.
We're in dreamland territory at this point.
Well, so are the people who expected the vote to go to the House and for the House of Representatives to vote for freaking Joe Jorgensen.
That's delusional.
I would say all of the people supporting either of these parties are delusional. This is Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bang Books at bangbooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.